Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Hayoitza, we're in Masechta Shviyas, Perikei Mishnah Zayin. A Yoitzer is a creator. Yoitza Arim, Vari Chayshech. That Kaviyachal refers to the Rabbeinu Shalom, who created the world. But in this case, we're talking about a potter. He doesn't really create the pot. The Rabbeinu Shalom created everything. It's just an expression, because he like makes the pot from clay. Hayoitzer, someone who makes pots, Mecher Chamesh Kadei Shemen, V'chamesh Esrei Kadei Yain. He can sell up to 5, we're talking about empty jugs for oil. Chamesh Kadei Shemen. Maybe you remember from Perek HaManiach. HaManiach is a kad. Kad is a jug. V'chamesh Esrei Kadei Yain. And 15 empty wine jugs. And again, we're talking about selling it to an Am Haaretz. Shekein Darkei Lahavi Min HaHefker. Because this amount, 5 empty oil jugs and 50 empty wine jugs, that's the amount of wine or oil, generally speaking, how much he would need if he's not violating the halachis of Shemitah. In other words, suppose he's doing everything right. He doesn't go to any closed fields. He's not buying anything privately. Just goes around. Oh, here's a field with olives. I can take the olives. It's a Shemitah year. Here's a field with grapes. I can just take the grapes. It's a Shemitah year. It's Hefker. So normally speaking, a lot of other people are coming also. So what's the average amount of olives he's going to take? Enough to fill up 5 jugs of oil when he squeezes them out. What's the average amount of grapes that he's going to take when he does it right? Just taking from Hefker in a Shemitah year. So an average person will collect enough grapes to fill up 15 jugs of wine. That's why selling him this amount of jugs doesn't bring us into dangerous territory. We assume he's doing everything right. But if I sell him more, where's he getting all these olives? Ah, he's already dealing with closed fields, not with Hefker fields. He's violating the halachis of Shemitah. That's my concern. If I sell him more than 15 jugs of wine, where's he getting all these grapes? Doesn't sound like he's just taking it from Hefker. That's my problem. Memela, I don't want to sell him more jugs than this. Let's say the buyer brought home more than this. He went out to the fields and he came home with zesim that would fill up more than 5 oil jugs or grapes that would fill up more than 15 wine jugs. So if you know that, you could sell him the number of katim, the number of jugs that he needs to fill up. So here's an interesting halacha. Before he goes out, I'm scared. No. You're going to take it not according to the halachis of Shemitah. But once he brought it home, I'm not choshed that he brought it home in a way that he was over the halachis of Shemitah. He's telling us that, I didn't, what should I do? I'm very good. Most people can't gather so many olives during a Shemitah year. I can gather more. I'm good at it. Or more grapes. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. I don't want to give him the tools to be over and over. But once he tells us he has it, I don't have to be choshed that he brought it from anywhere else but a Hefker Shemitah field. The Melech HaShloima says another svara here. Once he has it and he tells us, I collected these Shemitah peiros, if I'm not going to give him the jugs, it's going to get ruined. And there's an iser to cause peiros Shemitah to get ruined. Vayter says a Mishnah, Umaychol Yavit Gechavim Ba'aretz, you can sell more than 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs to Ovdei Kechavim in Eretz Yisrael. Well, why shouldn't I? They're not mechuyev to adhere to the halachis of Shemitah. No. Maybe I'm scared they're going to resell them to a Yiruz and Am Haaretz. So for that, you don't have to be Chayshish. Well, Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, you can also sell more than the number of 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs to a Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even if he is an Am Haaretz? Yes, even if he is an Am Haaretz. Yeah, but aren't you concerned that he may bring them to Eretz Yisrael and then use them to put in wine and oil that he didn't have a right to take al-pi halacha? The answer is no. That far, we don't have to be chashish. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. If I am a craftsman that creates pottery, and somebody comes into me and he wants to buy empty jugs, and he's a person I am chashit, he doesn't listen to the halachas of Shemitah. I can sell him 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs, not more. Because when you go around collecting the olives and the grapes from Hefker, you would probably collect enough olives to squeeze out 5 jugfuls of oil and enough grapes to squeeze out 15 jugfuls of wine. Now, if this buyer, Lamaisa, collected more, so now he needs more jugs. So I could sell him. If he says he has it already, I can sell him whatever he needs to squeeze out the olives that are ready in his possession. And I'm not choshish that he took it from a field that was not hefker on Shemitah. There's also no limit on the jugs you can sell to an Oivet Kechavim, even in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not worried he's going to resell them to a Yid. And there's also no limit to how many jugs you can sell to a Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, even to an Am Haaretz. I'm not worried he's going to take them to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to start filling them up from Paris that you're not allowed to take on Shemitah. Let me ask you one more shaila. What does it mean? 15 jugs of wine, 5 jugs of oil. A jug is a jug. How do we know what he's going to pour in? So Batanur explains they made the jugs for oil differently than the way they would make the jugs for wine. They used a different kind of earth. One was better to keep oil in, one was better to keep wine in, so you were able to tell the difference.